Let's head to Austin and State Representative John Rainey joins us this morning. No, are you still in Austin? Are you done for the week, aren't you?
I'm home.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
I'm sitting in my living room right now, enjoying it.
I talked to Kyle Caselli, said the same thing. That's kind of nice. You don't have to be back until 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock on Monday. Now, one of the things I asked him, and I'll ask you the same thing, the speaker has taken his time in putting together these committee assignments. Why is that?
Scott, I don't think it's any different than it's been the other, my two previous sessions. It usually takes place about the 1st of February, so I'm anticipating that sometime next week, and then we'll be right to work. I will tell you a funny story. I talked to another member of the legislature, and he suggested that we put it off the 1st of March, and that way we have less time to deal with bad legislation.
There you go. Kind of like that a little bit. That's kind of fun. But it does now. But how does that make you be able to prep for the session? You probably have a fairly good idea where you're going to be, but at the same time, you're taking in a lot of information.
Oh, we sure are, and of course, that brings to mind the lieutenant governor talking about instructing the LBB not to put out the gear report, which I think is an important element of looking at the budget. So he instructed the LBB not to, and the speaker has instructed them to. So we have a little standoff, I guess you'd say.
That's now. Well, and speaking of standoffs, basically yesterday. He said that the House is being irresponsible because it's exceeding Glenn Hager's biennial revenue estimate with your budget. What do you got to say to that?
Yeah, well, you know, he talks a lot, and it's okay. But the truth of the matter is we haven't had a single hearing yet on the budget, and that is the proposed budget, not what will come out. And in the end, the real budget is taken care of in conference committee. When you get down to it, and that's what's going to happen again. We're going to send five members, and they're going to send five members, and the budget deal's going to be worked out.
Well, go ahead.
We're a long ways from that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, of course, again, you're right. He took an opportunity kind of as a bully pulpit to say, you know, this isn't going to happen on my watch, and it's not going to happen on Greg Abbott's watch, that you're going to use the rainy day fund up. And I don't know that anybody said they're going to do that yet.
I have not heard one person say that we needed to use the rainy day, although you know, there could be some instance that we need to if there's and I don't know, nobody's brought it up. I don't know where they would put it. I do not believe that we'll spend the rainy day fund on the on expenses. We may do it in some sort of a way at some point to build infrastructure or something like that, but we're not going to spend it on I just say there's not going to be any appetite for spending it just to, say, put it in the education fund or Medicaid fund or something like that. It's not going to happen.
State Representative John Rainey joining us this morning. Finally, at the Economic Outlook Conference this week, part of the presentation were the two superintendents for College Station Schools and Bryan Schools. And they said the next time you talk to your state legislator, and I thought, well, I'm going to do that. Ask them about the idea of being able to recapture tax revenue. And so people can understand, if you're a have district, air quotes around that, your money goes takes care of your district, but then a portion of that is sent to Austin, where it ends up being redistributed. And the larger school districts would like to be able to have that money recaptured or brought back home. So have you heard any talk about that? Is that part of this very complicated equation that will help solve public education?
Well, the very complicated equation needs to be solved, and I believe that. It needs to be simplified. I'm not on pub ed, and I'm not deep into that subject, but I will tell you that it seems to me that simplification would be a big start. The thing that most school districts are concerned about is, and I can surely understand it and recognize it, is that the portion of the state's participation in the education continues to decline, while the local residents through property tax seems to increase. And that's over the whole state. That may be what they're talking about, sending that money to Austin and then it then going to some other school district. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that idea personally, but I don't know what you do to solve it for some of these really small county school districts. they have problems.
Representative John Rainey joins us each week while the House is in session, so we'll look forward to talking to you next week and hope you got some committee assignments for us.
I hope so also. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the time. All right, see you later. Bye.